The inch-long silvery fish were raised from eggs by students in Stephen Gregory's science class. Chase Guittard participated in the project, which began in the fall.
We took two females and two males, and we cut two females, took the eggs out, then we took the two males and put their milk, and then we put them in the incubators for about a couple of months.
As Guittard scoops the fry from the large aluminum raceway tank into buckets, his classmate, Dolores Gregory, reflects on the project.
It was pretty fun because it's a lot of has to do with fisheries and science and stuff, and I like that stuff because I've grown up around it, and it's always been in my life.
They release the fish into the river in groups of 500. Student Sam Kyle lowers the bucket into the water and gently turns it on its side.
We are putting the bucket down so the fish can get out to the shore so they can hide.
Where do they hide?
So they don't get eaten.
The fish swim away from the bucket and towards the grassy edges of the stream. Kyle's teacher, Mr. Gregory, says the hatchery started in 1979 and helped replenish the stock of silver salmon.
In my personal experience, you know, I've been kind of watching the river here for about 30 or 35 years now, and there are more silver salmon now than at any time in the past that I can remember. So I think our project is having a definite positive impact on the number of silvers.
He says it also gives the students hands-on interdisciplinary experiences. They use applied math to graph the fish's growth, learn about salmon and Aleut culture, and apply different scientific procedures.
We get anesthetize the fish. We use a little tranquilizer that we mix up ourselves and knock the fish out so we can get a good, accurate measurement. And they seem to recover within a minute or two after we put them in the recovery waters.
Gregory says he expects about 130 of the 6,500 fry will eventually return as spawning adults. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.